questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. If you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer some doubts or misconceptions on the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam or on religious issues in general. Like always, we invite some scholars and researchers from Qom Seminary Schools. This time, again, we have the honor to have Sheikh Nur Muhammad with us in the studio. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure to be here.
You're most welcome here. Dear Sheikh, the question of the day that we want to talk about in this first session is about the city of Qom. For the respected listeners' information, I have to say that these series of shows are being recorded in a studio in the holy city of Qom. And when we have the honor to host Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools in this studio. So, dear Sheikh, we want you to shed some light on the picture which has been portrayed about Qom at the time of Akhir al-Zaman, the end of the time. Basically want to see if we are at the end of the time, based on what ahadith or narrations are saying or not. And on some, let's say, some predictions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about the holy city of Qom, that, and from here the message of Islam will be sent and will be broadcasted to the other cities. So is it true, dear Sheikh, or no?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, talking about the holy city of Qom, we have numerous narrations of Ahlul Bayt describing the high status of this holy city of Qom and, of course, people resident in this holy city.
Yeah.
We have a lot of narrations of Ahlul Bayt about the, you know, holy city of Qom. And, of course, we do not want to go to the checking the authenticity of the chain of the narrations in this regard, because it requires another episode talking about the checking each and every narrator of such narrations. It requires the science of Rajal and the narrators of these narrations. But generally speaking, we have some books compiled about the holy city of Qom. But I want to give you a general perspective in this idea. Of course, I want to, for my dear listeners, to relate to such issues. You know, talking about the holy city of Qom and the privilege of the people residents in this city, actually it is conditional.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that all people who are residing in this holy city, they are, you know, pure people, they have no, you know, spiritually speaking, no problem, and so on and so forth. We do not want to cleanse all people living in this holy city.
True.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because if you go to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, especially the one narration of Imam As-Sadiq, let me quote this beautiful narration.
Yeah.
You know, from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, he said that Turbatu Qum Muqaddasa.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is a holy city, and wa ahluha minna wa nahnu minhum. Those people who are living in this city, the residents of this city, are from among the real staunch follower of Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
And لا يريدهم جبار بالسوء إلا عجلت عقوبته. Imam said that nobody wanted to attack and destroy this city, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish that person or individual. And the condition here, مَا لَمْ يَخُونُوا إِخْوَانَهُمْ. Imam said that, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support the residents of this city and all blessing coming to this city in a case that the residents of these people do not betray themselves.
Very true.
Do not betray the faith and the faithful people. مَا لَمْ يَخُونُوا إِخْوَانَهُمْ فَإِذَا فَعْلُوا ذَلِكَ But in a case that maybe in, you know, during some centuries, some people betray themselves, I mean, betraying the faithful people, and are not no longer, they are trustful people. He said that فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ثَالِكْ سَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ جَبَابِرَةَ السُّوءِ. If they do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assign over them some, you know, tyrant ruler.
Very true.
أَمَا إِنَّهُمْ أَنْصَارُ قَائِمَنَا وَدُعَاتُ حَقِّنَا.
Yeah.
Those people who are trustee, those people who are righteous residents of this city, they are from among the supporters of last savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi.
Yeah.
And they are called people toward the rights of Ahlul Bayt.
Mm-hmm.
The point that I want to make it here is that this is not, you know, absolute privilege and merits.
Mm-hmm.
For the residents of those people in this holy city and in this holy land. Actually, Imam put it as conditional. He said that in a case that those residents of this city, you know, they observe the rights of the other faithful believers and faithful people, if they respect each other and if they do not betray each other, actually, in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kind of, you know, supporting for the residents of this city, and these people would be among the supporters of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Inshallah. So does it actually hint some people just to prepare themselves to go to and to move to Qom and to migrate to Qom, and since Imam actually has some good words about the city and the inhabitants of this city, does it make it, I mean, pleasant for people who are outside of Qom to come and to move to Qom?
Exactly. We have this kind of encouragement in some of the narrations about the city of Qom.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, we have this kind of encouragement from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And the reason of that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to put these people and actually this city as a kind of proof over other, you know, people. Because we have in one narration, فَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ قُمْ وَأَهْلَهُ قَائِمَيْنَ مَقَامَ الْحُجَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this city and the residents of this city to be a proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all people.
But it does not necessarily mean whoever lives in this city is among those, let's say, the real avatars of Imam alayhi salam.
Exactly.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But on the other side, we have this famous quote that Sharaf al-Makan bil Makin. So the dignity of this land is because of those who are living here, definitely. One and first is the lady of Islam, Lady Masum Salam Allah Alayha. And due to her barakah, Qom found itself as being Qom today.
Exactly.
Whoever is close to this lady, great lady of Islam, it will be among the, I think they are the right addressees of this hadith. In case Qom is going to find a dignity, it's due to the lady and those who are close to her in action, in belief, in whatever they are doing. Am I right, Sheikh?
Exactly. The point that you mentioned is absolutely right. And I would like to add to that, other narrations from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that فَيَفِيدُ الْعِلْمُ مِنْهُ إِلَىٰ سَائِرِ الْبُلْدَانِ فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. He said that knowledge would be distributed all around the walls from this holy city. And of course, we are witnessing, alhamdulillah, thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are witnessing this prediction of Imam As-Sadiq, that knowledge is, you know, spreading all around the world from this holy city and from this
For
land?
For that ideal Mahdavi government, I think the message should be transferred to the people of the world so that to prepare the world. Because, Sheikh, due to a research that I once had on the hadith and then a series of narration, at the Akhir Zaman, the end of the time, the media of the school of Ahlul Bayt should be very powerful. So we are seeing, I think this is the beginning of having this media from the holy city of Qom. More than 1,500 institutes are working here, working in Islamic sciences and different branches of Islam science. So they need to prepare the world for the arrival and the advent of Imam of the age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So in this hadith, I think, can be more understood and more actually is really tangible now to understand, okay, we have to go towards that great media of the school of Ahlul Bayt to prepare the world. Because in case Imam Zaman alayhi salam is going to reappear with the motto or the slogan of Ya Allah Farat al-Hussein, so all of the world have had to know already who Hussein is and what this mission is going to function, actually. Am I right?
Exactly. And besides that, more than media, maybe we have to increase our knowledge, you know, because unfortunately we are living in the world that's full of ignorance and prejudice. You know, that unfortunately, at least some portion of people, they're not aware about the school of Ahlul Bayt and about this divine religion of Islam. Unfortunately, a lot of propaganda against Islam and against the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt. And there, maybe some part of the reason of that is, as you mentioned, some propaganda against and phobia against this religion and the divine school of Ahlul Bayt. And then, on the other hand, unfortunately, some people are ignorant about the school of Ahlul Bayt. And we have to explain for them and to spread the message of Ahlul Bayt.
The same way that Arba'in was a media for Ashura, the same way that actually the Islamic Revolution was, a light for the people, for the Muslims in this region. And again, Arba'in is going to support this great revolution, inshallah, to highlight it and to make it quite clear or to make it quite known to the people of the world, hopefully.
Exactly. The conditions that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, the house, pure household of Noble Prophet Muhammad, has been put as a privilege of Qom, we have to see this opportunity. We have to contribute to this, spreading the message of Ahlul Bayt. This is the idea. If we do not that, if we lose the, capacity of that, if we lose the, this condition, as it has been mentioned in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, for example, betray each other, not to be honest, and not to be hardworking, in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put another people and another nation to do the message and this mission.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your enlightenment and your answers to the questions. And your respected listeners, for staying tuned and listening to IRB English Radio and our show entitled as Q&A in Islamic Beliefs.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن حسين وحسن.